Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Happy Monday!
It's time to look at the week ahead.
What a Monday morning.
Yes, the week ahead on Wisconsin's Morning News. What are you going to see on the television? What's going to be in your timeline, on your news feed, on the radio, in your streams, in the paper?
Why don't you just tell me what's going to be in the news?
Yes, we are almost there. The election is tomorrow. Now, tonight in Wisconsin, VP candidates J.D. Vance and Tim Walz will both be stumping in the state. Vance will be in La Crosse later this morning. Walz will be in Milwaukee tonight, but he's also making stops earlier in the day in La Crosse and Stevens Point. Boeing union workers going to vote on a new deal today. This one is expected to pass. More than 30,000 Boeing workers will vote again on whether to end a crippling seven-week strike. The union's been on strike now for several weeks, as I said, seven, so you have issues with that. We'll see if it passes today. Yes, on Tuesday. Here we go. The polls open at 7 a. They close at 8 p. All you got to be is in line by 7:59. And you can vote tomorrow if you haven't voted already.
Virtually half of the electorate in the state has already voted. We're approaching 1.5 million votes cast. Mm-hmm. Those would be the in-person absentee or other ballots that have been returned already to the clerk's office.
So we'll see what happens. I think the expectation is most, if not all, of our votes will be cast and counted shortly after midnight, I think is the thought. Or maybe 1 a.m. is a more conservative number.
Milwaukee, that counts all those absentee ballots at what they call central count, is predicting an early morning hours final tally.
So here's what we are doing right here on WTMJ. So you and I will be on as normal tomorrow morning. Then we have our coverage all day, of course. Well, at 6 p.m. after Wisconsin's afternoon news, you and I are back. We are back on the air tomorrow evening, 6 p. to 8 p.
Yeah, you're welcome, folks.
Yeah. So then Mercure and the gang, Mercure and the gang take over at 8, and they go well into the overnight. But then Scafidi, we're going to have live local coverage. Scafidi's going to be on through the overnight to connect with us on Wednesday morning.
And then we're going to start Wisconsin's Morning News early Wednesday morning. So we start at 5 a.m. on Wednesday. Unless, we'll have live updates.
Yeah, unless something else dramatically happens where we need to jump in a little bit earlier with Steve, that we'll be on it.
Right. We won't be on later. We could be on earlier.
We'll see. So, yes, we have that. On Thursday, a new funding mechanism for the Mitchell Park Domes could be up for a vote Thursday. Now, the county supervisors have not put out their agenda yet. I've been looking for it here to see if that'll come up. But we've talked about this, about the domes and the Friends of the Domes project and this new funding mechanism that could help recreate the domes, keep the domes, make them more sustainable, et cetera, et cetera.
Puts a lot more into the public-private partnership. So the county, you know, we talked about it costing a minimum of $70 to $80 million simply to restore the domes as is.
Yeah.
This is a more aggressive project. But the county only on the hook for some $30 million, I believe, under the proposal because, you know, the Friends of Domes and other entities contributing to that.
So we'll have coverage of that, of course. Once we get through this election thing, we'll dig into that a little bit more coming up here in the next few days. Federal Reserve may come up with some more interest rates as well. Grammy nominations come out Friday. The Packers have a bye. And November 9th, the 35th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall, 35 years ago this Saturday, which enclosed, of course, West Berlin from the 60s into the 80s there to prevent East Germans from fleeing to the West. It has been a symbol of the East-West relations during the Cold War, and it's 35 years now that thing has been down. In the movies, Halloween's over, but we still have horror flicks, I guess. Heretic, which stars Sophie Thatcher and Chloe East as two young religious women who are drawn into a game of cat and mouse with a welcoming man named Hugh Grant.
I think it's Heretic.
Oh, okay. Either way.
Either way, very frightening. Have you seen the spots for that, though? That does look freaky.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see. I'm glad I mispronounced it because it shows how much I know about that movie. I'll pop it on. All right. That is your week ahead.
At 7:27, news about your money this morning, WTMJ Annex Wealth Management Market Update. Dow Jones Industrial Average finished Friday up 289 points to 42,052. The NASDAQ up 145 to 18,240. And the S&P 500 closed last week at 5729. That was up 23 points on the day. Elections have consequences. Is your investment and retirement plan ready for what's next? Click the Get Started button at annexwealth.com.